study in an international environment.
Yeah, there was a really diverse group. I would say there's like one third of all the master students were internationals, which was perfect. You know, a lot of international students come here, most of the time just for a year. Some others were willing to stay. But the good part is that, you know, those internationals, they want to, you know, get the best out of their time here. So there was a lot of, you know, people coming together, having little gatherings, having drinks, having, you know, meetings to the park or whatever. So yeah, it was a good, you know, good vibe to have some internationals because they really, you know, they want to explore the city again. So I was kind of, you know, discovering the city again. We were in it together, a group of 20, 30 people, which were dedicated, which I saw a lot. Yeah, we were, you know, we were helping each other, and we were constantly having like WhatsApp groups, you know, for every course, and say, all right, I'm doing this. When is the deadline? That kind of stuff, you know, helping each other. But also, well, I'm having difficulties with this. I'm preparing for an exam. This is a question, you know, from a previous exam. I'm not, you know, understanding. I'm not, you know, sure how this works. Can people help me? And then there was, you know, so many people helping out, and also on like Facebook pages. We were just, you know, someone was posting a question and like three or four or five people were posting answers and saying, oh, maybe you have to do it like this. And then the whole group, you know, jumped in, and then we, you know, tried to improve each other. So now I think there was a real group vibe, like, you know, we're in this together, we're going to do it. If you need help, I definitely can do it. For one course, we were, you know, all jumping in and make like one master summary. So we're all, you know, summarizing some kind of chapters and articles. So we put it all together, and then we had like a summary of 90 pages consistent. But, you know, it was good, you know, having to know that you can rely on your friends or your fellow students. I also learned about, you know, people who failed. I recently organized an event called Failure Fest, where I invited four failed entrepreneurs, or people who have experience with enterprises who did not, you know, end successfully. To tell about, you know, what is that feeling of not succeeding? Is that something bad? Is that a taboo? Should we not talk about it? Should we, you know, just shove it somewhere in a dark place and never talk about it? Or shall we talk about it, and shall we learn something from that experience? And that's something which I also liked about the master program, learning about mistakes, and not all the initiatives you do are successful. Of course not. So better, you know, try it and learn something from it and take that experience with you and go further and be more successful in the future. Yeah, failure is I think the one thing to learn, or the one by failure you can learn. And only having success is more or less a way to get into a bias, to think I'm perfect, whatever I'm doing is good, I should never change my ways. And having the experience of not, you know, being successful, failing or making a mistake, that, you know, brings you back to reality. All right, maybe this wasn't good. Like, try something new. Be innovative. By mistakes, you are being more innovative and trying more and different things than just, you know, I did it once. It was good. Let's never change it and always do the same. It was not a project for the master, but I feel that being part of the master, you know, gave you the time and experience. Like, if you like something, just go and do it. And I think that's the whole vibe of the entrepreneurship master. Although it's not part of it, the master still, you know, encourage you, just do it. Just don't be afraid to do something extra and do something you like. And I feel that, you know, a lot of my fellow students, they think, well, if I like something, if I want to do something, I just go and do it and see how it works. And it was not a failure, to be said, but, you know, it could have been a failure. But then again, I could have learned from that and could have gone further.
Start your journey at UVA Economics and Business.